It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, we're moving on to our next segment, and now we're joined by Elder Abraham Chisenga, who's going to help us to understand a bit about his word, the word of God. We're discovering the will of God this week, and that's our focus, discovering the will of God. And Elder Chisenga is going to be helping us understand what that is all about, beginning by the word. In the intricate tapestry of Christian faith, the Bible stands as the cornerstone, revered not merely as a collection of ancient texts, but as the living word of God. Central to its significance, though, is the belief that within its pages lies the roadmap to understand the will of God. For Christians, navigating life's complexities involves a profound engagement with Scripture, which is what we try to do in this show, interpreting its teachings and discern the divine path. And Elder Abraham Chisenga is here to help us do just that. Elder, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Elder Chisenga, can you hear us? Okay, that line is not playing well at all. All right, Elder Chisenga, I realize you're on the line, but I cannot hear you. So I'm going to try and call you directly, not on the WhatsApp line, because it appears as though you may be talking, but I cannot hear you on my side. So please give me a moment, Elder Chisenga. I'll call you from a different line. Please pick it up as soon as it rings, because our objective is for us to hear you, not just to know you are there, but to hear what you're saying and learn from what you're going to be teaching us today. So this is me trying. I'm going to drop your line and call you on a different one. All right, as we do that, I'm hoping that we will be able to hear Elder Chisenga. In fact, I hope we'll be able to connect through to his line in Zim and in Zambia, rather. And then if we can, and if we succeed at getting through to the elder, we will get our conversation under. Elder Chisenga, can you hear me?
Yes, I am able to hear you.
Lovely, lovely. All right. How do Christians view the Bible in relation to understanding the will of God?
The beginning point.
Forgive me, Elder Chisenga. Sorry, are you able to take us off speaker or off the headphones? You may be using headphones or on speaker. Just use the direct device, because there's a bit of an echo.
Direct device. Okay. All right, let me just do just that.
All right, so we're still trying to get...
Hello?
Yes, that's slightly better. Thank you very much, Mdala.
Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. The beginning point I wish to believe is this. We are here on earth as a human race, okay? And then naturally, we begin to ask certain important searching questions. And one such important question that we tend to ask generally as human beings is, why am I here? And it is through the Bible, really, that we begin to understand that we are God's creation, okay? And when we get to a point of understanding through the Word of God that we have been created by God, then just as a matter of natural setting, when somebody makes something, if you want to understand the will and the purpose for which that particular thing was created, there is no better person to refer to than the maker of that particular thing. And so it is through the Bible that we now begin to understand, because God, who is our maker and our creator, has actually communicated to us specifically, especially with regards to us as human beings, as to why he basically created us. Okay. And so generally, from the Christian perspective, we look to God himself communicating to us through his word as to why he has actually made us or created us.
Okay. So what are the key principles or teachings within the Bible that Christians believe reveal God's will?
Okay. And so when you look at texts such as Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, in other versions, it reveals the truth that we have been created by God and we were created for worship. So in other words, we as human beings, as Christians, do understand that we have been created to have a relationship with God. So that's one of the basic teachings and beginning point. Now, at the foundation of the earth, we had perfect communion and a perfect relationship with God. And so one of the teachings that clearly come out is that somewhere along the way, things went wrong. That particular relationship was broken by sin, okay? And then the third aspect that comes in, that you basically see throughout the Word of God in terms of its teachings and God's will for our lives, is that God then instituted a special kind of plan in place. In this particular plan, what God is basically doing is restoring that particular relationship, that particular broken image, back to himself. And one final thing that I would like to indicate on this particular point is that once there is that particular restored relationship, God expressly teaches that he desires to spend eternity with us as human beings.
Okay. Let's talk interpretation. How do Christians approach the interpretation of Scripture in order to discern God's will?
Okay. When you look at Scripture from the perspective of us as Christians, we do understand that Scripture is the inspired Word of God. Mm. In other words, we understand Scripture as being authored by God himself. Mm. And much as God is the author of Scripture, yes, he used human beings that were inspired through the Holy Spirit to write the Scriptures. And so in order for us to understand the will of God from Scripture, one of the things that we need to ensure is that we get back to God himself. We converse with God himself and allow God himself to interpret Scripture to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. One other principle that I wish to believe is very, very important and cardinal for us as Christians is that we approach the Word of God with an open heart, but yet at the same time searching. You are searching for God's will and God's plan, even through the portion of Scripture. What that simply means, therefore, is that we try to avoid by all means to come up with a position with regards to what God's will is, and just try to get support for that particular position in Scripture. So in other words, as we discern God's will through the Word of God, we purely come with a humble heart, searching from Scripture through the power of the Holy Spirit for God basically to reveal His will and plan even for each one of our lives.
So what role does prayer play in the process of discerning God's will?
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that question. Prayer is basically us communicating with God. And we view Scripture as God's ordained way of communicating with us. So in order for us to be able to discern and understand God's will, it is important that there is that particular two-way communication. And put it another way, prayer and the study of Scripture basically go hand in hand. And so even as a child of God, as we study the Word of God, it is actually important that we take the study of God's Word and prayer hand in hand, because as we are talking to God, we should be in a position to open our hearts for God to speak to us. I'll give a quick example, like in my own life. At some point in time, there's a speaking assignment that came to me. And I was wondering, should I take it or not take it? As I took some time to pray about it, on two consecutive occasions, somebody ministered on Exodus chapter 3, relating to the kind of excuses that Moses was giving as to why he could not undertake that particular assignment.
Wow.
For me, it came through as confirmation that God is directly speaking to me that I should be able to take up that assignment.
Okay. So how do Christians reconcile differing interpretations and fullness of Scripture within their faith communities? I mean, one believes this is the right way to interpret the Scripture. Another says this is the correct way to interpret the Scripture. How do Christians reconcile differing interpretations of Scripture within their faith communities?
I'm very interesting question. Indeed. But allow me to simply say that we as Christians, we need to spend a lot of time seeking the face of God. And one of the key issues that gives rise to different interpretation of Scripture is our inability as Christians to take the Word of God in its totality.
Yeah.
One of the principles that are there in Scripture is simply this, that we should be able to ensure that we do not base our faith and our doctrine on simply one portion of Scripture.
Right.
We should be able to take a little here, a little there, since, as we said at the beginning, or somewhere as we have been discussing, the author is actually one. And therefore, what he says in another portion of Scripture, much as Scripture, each different portions of Scripture may not be equally easily understood, but as we compare this portion of Scripture with another portion of Scripture, we should be able to come up with a reconciled view. And if there's one thing that we need to avoid, is to take certain interests and certain biases. So principally, we need to get to a point where we humbly seek the face of God and allow God's will and His will alone to prevail within our lives, irregardless of what our personal interests and what our personal preferences could actually be.
Can you provide an example of specific passages or stories from the Bible that are commonly referenced when discerning God's will?
Okay. One of the passages that that is key is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where we are encouraged to trust the Lord with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding. In all our words, we acknowledge Him, and He will do what? He will actually direct our path. One of the portion of scripture that quickly comes to mind is Jeremiah chapter 19 and verse 11, which gives us an assurance that God has very good plans for us, plans to give us a future and plans to give us an expected end. And by the way, when you read Jeremiah chapter 29, when you look at context in which this particular verse has actually been given, you actually discover that it was not the best of circumstances. It was a situation where God's children were actually in captivity and physically instructing them to just put in their best in their current circumstances, because at this appointed time, He would move them from that particular verse to another. Another portion of scripture that is a source of encouragement is actually Genesis chapter 12, which talks about the call of Abraham. Abraham was called from what we may term as his comfort zone to be directed to a place where he actually did not know. And I think the encouragement that comes in that particular portion of scripture, it is not always that the plan of God or the will of God for our lives will be in sync with our own. Sometimes He may call us from our comfort zone to zones which will be uncomfortable. But if we can take some time to trust God's will and God's plan for our lives, definitely it will make a lot of a difference. And the final portion of scripture, for me, that reveals the plan and the will of God for each one of us is John chapter 3 and verse 16, which just talks about the salvation of humanity, irregardless of what we go through in life. At the core of God's will for each one of our lives is to save us and for us to spend eternity with Him.
All right. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Amdala. Really appreciate your insights, your perspectives, your understanding. We do this every day, Monday to Friday, from 2 up until now. It's 30 minutes after 2. Elder, thank you very much for your time and your insights. See you tomorrow.
Amen.
Elder Abraham Chisenga is our guest for this segment for the entire week. He'll be guiding us through this pursuit of understanding God's will. And today we were focusing on the Word. And so let's move on now to the lesson study for today. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. Good afternoon.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Do you want to listen to Adventist World Radio SID Media but struggle with data?